First Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all of your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Amen. If you remember from last time, this was the exact same passage that was for my sermon. And last time we talked about part one, and part one was, or the whole message was, how to strengthen our serve, or how can we serve the Lord better. And last time I gave you two things to think about. Strengthening our serve requires us to know who to lean on. And through verses 6 and 7, it says we need to humble ourselves before God, and leaning on God allows us to cast our anxieties upon him. So tonight, part 2, strengthening our serve requires us to be on the alert, verses 8 through 9. We need to be of sober spirit. We need to be able to think clearly instead of hastily and jumping to conclusions and doing something that will harm us. After we cast our anxieties upon God, we must guard ourselves from careless living. One of the things that will help us strengthen our serve is by watching out for things that will trap us. There are things that come along that simply trip us up for a moment, and other things that can devour our spirits. One of the things we need to be on the alert for is the hungry lion from verse 8. So to strengthen our serve, we need to be on the alert. And to be on the alert, you have to watch out for the hungry lion in verse 8. And again, it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So let's take some time to dissect this verse, verse 8. But before I do that, we need to understand that in our lives, from John 10:10, it says, we do have an adversary who wants to destroy us. And if we go a little bit further and take a look at the word devil, and there's a lot of names for the word devil, but tonight I want to go to the points of the devil means slander. The devil means false accuser. The devil means to defame. The devil does these things to us all the time. He also tries to get us to fall for his schemes. An example, how do people get other people to fall into financial traps? They do it by deceiving them. People get other people to do things by telling them what they want to hear in order to deceive them. And I'm pretty sure that's happened to us on multiple occasions with our friends, maybe even sometimes people who are really close to you, just for them to get what they really want. They deceived you. Satan works the same way with us. He will tell us what we want to hear, and we take the bait, and he reels us in. Now, I like the illustration that Peter uses, and he uses that of a lion. Okay, it says, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. And when I was younger, I used to watch the Animal Planet Discovery Channel, and for some reason, I was really fascinated by animals and watching them on TV, and my favorite animal was the lion. It's the king of all animals. And there's a lot of characteristics to the lion that we can that we can point to the devil. And that's why Peter uses that of a lion. He says the devil is like a prowling lion. The hungry lion walks back and forth, searching for the food to eat. The lion will look for the weakest animal, the weakest link of the herd. As the lion attacks, it is said that the lion's roar will freeze its prey in place. And when the lion is on the prowl, he is not looking for a playmate. He is looking to devour someone. To devour literally means to drink down. The hungry lion will gulp its food and even swallowing some of it whole. Now, if we look a little bit further into the passage, it tells us the lion is seeking someone to devour. Not just anyone, someone to devour. This implies that the lion cannot devour just anyone. He can only swallow those who are not watchful and sober. Those who are weak and not resolute in their faith, that are not strong in their faith. The way we can protect ourselves is being strong in our faith, watchful for the schemes of the devil as he looks to devour us. And there is no negotiation with the hungry lion. Now, this brings me to my second point. Now, we all make mistakes. We all fall. We sometimes fall for the mistakes, the schemes of the devil. If the lion catches you, fight him off. Put up a fight. Don't just go down. Now, if the lion catches you, fight him off. The best thing we can do is not allow the lion to get a hold of us. Too many folks allow the lion to just eat them without putting up a fight. And that is what the devil wants. That's what the devil is looking for. And in James 4:7, if you guys want to look some other time, it says we can resist the devil. So the Bible tells us we can resist the devil. We can maintain our faith in the midst of troubled times. So in the midst of troubled times, it's the strongest to know the Bible, to be equipped with the Bible and to know the Word. If we maintain our faith, we are resisting what the enemy is trying to do to us. And that's what happened in Matthew 4. When Jesus was being tempted by the devil, Jesus used the Word of God to fight him off. And we can do the same. But in order to be able to use the Word, we need to know the Word. Every bit of knowledge of the Word will help us. We will never know it, but we cannot learn without some effort on our part. You can't just come to church and think you're all right. You have to dive into the Bible. You have to meditate on the Bible. It's not enough just reading it. Dive into it and actually use it in your everyday life. Our strength of faith will spread to other Christians as well and others who are struggling. It will serve as an encouragement for us all. And in closing, tonight we learned about how we need to be on the alert. We need to watch out for the hungry lion, and if he catches us, we need to fight him off with the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.